So, how did we go from Run My Errand to TaskRabbit? So basically, I knew that the name Run My Errand would only take us so far, and I felt like it was great because it really expressed what the site was at the time. Like, I needed dog food, I needed someone to run my errand, and they did it, and it all made sense. But I felt like as we built out the product and we got it launched in Boston, we're starting to realize that, like, this actually was a big business. This actually was a company. This was actually something that people around the globe had started emailing us about and were really excited about. And then I thought, you know, this name, Run My Errand, it's only going to take us so far. It's such a small sliver of the vision for the company at this point. And I also felt like it was a little demeaning. Like, Run My Errand just felt like a command, and I really didn't want it to feel that way. I wanted it to feel like this community, this network, this neighborhood feel. And so we came up with hundreds and hundreds of names, just like so many names. It was such a grueling exercise. We had like naming parties at our house, and we like brought our friends over, and we had like pizza and beer, and we're like, come up with names. Really bad ones we came up with were, could you? I don't even know how you spell that. TaskRabbit was like in the mix. There was another one that was like Blue Crew. I don't know. And at the time, it was like Sears was running those commercials with like the Blue Crew, and there was like this service thing. I don't know. So there were some really bad ones. But there were also some really good ones. We came up with this top five list, and TaskRabbit was not my first choice, actually. It didn't really resonate with me. I was not sold on it. My first choice was Red Rover. We'll send someone right over. It had like the dog theme. I fell in love with that name. But what we did to decide is at that point, we're live in Boston for about a year now. Like, we had a pretty good community of people utilizing the service, and we asked them. We said, okay, if you could rename and rebrand the service, like, which name would you vote on? And we had the names, we had sort of placeholder logos so people could visualize the way we're thinking about the brand, and like little taglines too. And TaskRabbit just was like a runaway success in that poll. Like, everybody loved the name TaskRabbit. That and I could not get the domain name for Red Rover. This woman in New York owns it. She makes dog collars, and she like would not sell it to me. So I was like, okay, everybody loves TaskRabbit anyway, so I'm just gonna focus on that. I think we like spent $700 on it.